Big Red Bench, Cork's Red FM.
Obviously, in those conditions, when the opportunities arise, you've got to take them. And you know, we probably had two clear try scoring opportunities in the first half that we didn't nail, and we got a bit frustrated at scrum time, and we lost our way a little bit there, and that really cost us two today.
One opportunity there right before the break, CJ stand there. What was the view? The lads view didn't think that was a try, or
the people that matter didn't think it was. So that's probably the outcome of that. Have to revisit it and have a look, maybe, but it was hard to tell.
How about Nylon?
Nylo's obviously, it looked like a relatively serious neck injury. There's been a little bit of information coming in that it's not as significant, and we'll just have to wait and see and hope for positive news over the next wee while.
Yeah, it's terrible for him. 36 minutes into his comeback.
Yeah, he's had a rash of injuries over, you know, his career, and it's just be great to see him get a solid run.
It was a very difficult match for CJ to make his debut. How did you feel he coped in the conditions?
Yeah, he did well. Yeah, I mean, it was hard to at times to identify exactly who was doing what and to who, and he contributed a great deal to the effort, and I thought there was some good endeavour and good effort going into that terrible conditions into the second half.
What were your view on the scrums, and why was that pack getting frustrated?
I think you know, there was a large degree of it was our own problem. It's an area of the game that we're endeavouring to get better at. We had made some improvements, but I think we might have taken a slight step back today in some areas. And also, you've got to be smart enough to be able to read what the referee's interpretations are going to be. And he was relatively consistent, so we've got some work to do there.
Yeah, I mean, he's a French referee. I mean, is that adjusting to that type of refereeing and part of the learning experience, really, well, playing to the referee?
Certainly, yeah. I think, you guys know better than me that they have a reputation for refereeing the scrum in a certain way. And our boys are well aware of that. You know, they're not isolated. They know, and they weren't smart enough about it today.
What do you think that bonus point will be that you got at the end?
Well, still a long way to go, but every point's critical. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But it was great to be able to get that, you know, after the disappointment of realising we weren't going to be able to take four, to sneak up with a bonus point at the end was great credit to young JJ to put the ball between the uprights in really atrocious conditions. So I think it'll be important, but I won't know how much until later on.
It's fair to say that you've had your share of trouble in the back row area with, you know, Dougal and Tommy and Niall now again. So, you know, that must be a bit of a concern.
Yeah, well, injuries are going to happen. We have got some capable young men to fill spots, which is great. There's some good depth there, but they're young. Dave O'Callaghan and Paddy Butler shouldering a lot of the workload at the moment, and they're only, Paddy's not 21 yet. It's a massive workload for a young man to be expected to do at number 8, and he's doing a great job. And so it'll be nice to have some of those boys coming back on stream to take the pressure off a little bit. Big Red Bench, Cork's Red FM.